Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief through the connection of your intuition, your feeling, and perception. Be your own expert. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. I am sharing brilliant insights from people who like to think outside of the box, visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians. They are all here to empower you to soar to greater heights. And it has been my pleasure to be traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Method Mastery, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And I've been integrating all of this information interviewing all these wonderful people on my radio show, pulling this information together so that we can all move forward and move forward in a way that we want to. And I feel like this interview was perfectly orchestrated by the universe. They all are. But this one, the serendipity of this one in the perfect timing, so to speak, because in the last while, and in particular in the last couple of weeks, there's just been so many people that are feeling like that frustration. They want to move forward and command their destiny and build their own beautiful lives, and they don't want to just live their life. They want to steer it. And my guest today is here to empower you to find your calling and how to change the world. Tomar Levine is an intuitive life purpose and career guide, business strategist, and an Akashic Record consultant. She is the founder of Soul Guidance for Your Business and the creator of Birthing Your Sacred Work. 5 steps to ignite your purpose, clear your blocks, and create your soul-filled business. Tomar provides really creative, powerful, and insightful guidance through a combination of channeling the Akashic Records and by deeply attuning her listening skills. Tomar's passion is to inspire and empower those who yearn to make a difference in the world and who feel called to contribute at this time where we're going through this major global transformation. And most of her clients are change agents in there are people who are ready to move forward and they want clarity and they want confidence and power. And so she created her Perform Birthing Your Sacred Work as part of her own service as a change agent to empower clients and to embrace their gifts and to free themselves and create training and for a business that helps clients change the world. And so Tamar is also an exhibiting artist, a writer, a speaker, a spiritual counselor, as well as a certified life purpose career coach and Akashic Record consultant. She is also a contributor to the amazing 2009 best-selling book, Overcoming Inc. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Tamar.
Thank you so much, Colette. I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you for that wonderful
intro. I'm thrilled to have you here. I've been, I prepare for my interviews, and as I was preparing for this interview, I could feel your beautiful energy and I was reading all of your amazing testimonials from your clients, and you really are, you're walking your talk. And so it's a real pleasure to have you here. We are right now in unprecedented times of change and of opportunity. We're in a major global transformation, and many of us were born to be here at this time, right, to contribute to this wonderful change that's happening and that's occurring on our planet. We want to harness that energy so that we can move forward. So, my dad used to say, he was an entrepreneur like you, and he would say, shift or get off the pot. Let other people have a chance here. If you're not going to do something, let someone else do it. And so I just want to know, what was that defining moment for you when you realized that you have this gift of moving people forward in this way?
Wow. It was a journey for me, Colette. It wasn't like a single moment. I would say, one of the things that happened in my life quite a ways back, a few decades ago, really, is that I was an exhibiting artist, but I was also increasingly captured by the spiritual path, and I felt called to have some other kind of impact on the world, more directly involved with helping people, and particularly bridging the world of spiritual awakening, for people. I didn't know how to do it. It took me a long, long time of trying different things, many, many different routes. A lot of study of psychology and a lot of metaphysical practices and channeling and all the different things before I really discovered the world of coaching. And, of course, this was also coincident with the emergence of the internet, which created so many opportunities for all of us. I really feel that many of us have been, it's no accident that this time of global awakening is, that the internet is playing such a big role, because it is part of what's uniting humanity. So it was really a process. I knew that I had some sensitivities, et cetera, and a great love of people and an ability to tune in deeply. But it really wasn't until I started down the path of being a coach. And what it really was that I became, what became very, very clear to me was that what I cared about most passionately was the transformation of human consciousness and helping in any way I can with this huge project of turning this ship around in mid-sea, this ship of our culture, our cultural consciousness, the global, thought forms of humanity. We are in this process. Of course, it is happening, but it is, as I like to say, an all-hands-on-deck moment, and everyone's help is needed. And I felt that call passionately in my own heart, I knew I was being called to help. As many of us know, many people are feeling that call now. And the way I saw to do that was to help people activate their own purpose, to really bring people in contact with that call within their own soul, to take it seriously, to turn up the volumes, they can hear it more clearly. Everyone has a flame, in their soul, that's what it is, but for many of us, it's kind of a pilot light, it's just flickering away there, keeping us going. And my goal is to, let's turn that up, let's really bring that blaze up so that it's a brilliant, fire that illuminates and warms and radiates out our own light, because we need it. The world just needs it. We just have to get off this pretense of being too small or too inadequate, or it's too late, or I'm too old, or I don't know what to do. It's like, yeah, there was time for that in the last few decades, but that time is over. We have to just really say, yeah, I am being called, and I am adequate. I'm more than adequate. I'm like an amazing dynamo. I'm a complete, you know, efflorescence of the divine light. I am the embodiment of the divine light myself in human form. Now, how can I manifest that so that it helps the most people and helps the world?
Thank you so much. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I'm in God's country, beautiful British Columbia in Canada. We're going to take a quick intermission. Stay tuned, and when we return, Tomar is going to explain to us, you know, what the Akashic Records are and how she accesses the information. You know, and in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is an intuitive life purpose and career guide, Tomar Levine. Before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our listeners so that we are sure that they can connect with you?
Oh, I'd love to. My website is www.soulguidanceforyourbusiness.com. That's S-O-U-L. guidanceforyourbusiness.com, and you can reach me at tomar@soulguidanceforyourbusiness.com.
Cool, and you know, you are generously providing a free gift for our listeners, and these are clues to help you find your calling, 20 questions you probably haven't asked yourself, and you know, connecting your inner self to discover who you really are. And so do you want to just share with us how to connect with that to receive the, for our listeners to receive the free gift?
Absolutely. I created a little short URL. It's tinyurl.com/findcalling. So that's tiny, tinyurl.com/findcalling, findcalling. And you'll be able to download both of those little worksheets that I think you'll find very helpful and illuminating.
Thank you so much for your generosity in doing that. We really appreciate that. Just during the intermission here, we were just talking about, I was telling you how, you know, some of us seem to be propelled into this, and you had described it like popcorn.
Right. Popcorn is popping all over the world. It's deafening, the sound of the popcorn popping as people awaken. It's like a huge epidemic of awakening.
And, you know, for me, like when I was introduced to this work, it was through circumstances of illness in the family. And, you know, my niece was in a very serious car accident. And, you know, she had a miraculous recovery right before our very eyes as, you know, she was through the energy work, through remote healing. And that sort of spurred me on into moving towards this path. And when it was back in 2008 when I became certified in the Yuen method, and I, I had a private session with Dr. Yuen, and I said to him, I want to go out and I want to share this information. Am I ready? And he said, yes, you are. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yes, you are. And, you know, I was determined to move forward and do that. And it's really cool now that, you know, we have people like you who are, can provide some guidance in that, because for me, it was kind of like this huge adventure, which, you know, I wouldn't really change a second of in some ways, but, you know, I maybe could have taken a bit quicker path had I had some guidance from someone like you. And so I really, can you just share with us a little bit more about your history of, you know, and just explain to us a little bit about the Akashic Records and, you know, what you do?
Yes, sure. So in capsule form, for those who aren't familiar with that term, Akashic Records, Akasha is a Sanskrit term that pertains to the most subtle etheric substance, or etheric is maybe even too coarse a term. It's more like a substance of consciousness, but it's an underlying substance that's the foundation of all reality. It permeates and interpenetrates everything. It's coexistent everywhere. So that is the premise that there is this substance. And if you think of it, entertain that possibility, that would really explain why it's possible for clairvoyants and psychics and telepaths and all kinds of people who see and know things at a distance that they have no way of knowing, or things that happened a long time ago, healers who are working on the most subtle level, even below the level of organic energy. The reason those things are possible, those gifts and phenomena are possible, is because they are, because this subtle substance is everywhere. And it is non-local, and it isn't restricted in time or place. So one of the things about this subtle energy, called in Sanskrit the Akasha, is that it also receives imprints of all events, of all consciousness, which is why an intuitive or a psychic or a healer can tune in and know things that somebody else may have experienced, something that happened, you know, in this room 100 years ago, because there is a memory imprint in the Akasha itself. And it's very, it doesn't take any space. It's all kind of enfolded in this kind of zero-point reality that quantum physics is now actually verifying for us. So what are the Akashic Records? The term... There are terms like Book of Life that have been common in religions for thousands of years, referring to the fact that every human being has a recording of all the different events and all the different thoughts and circumstances occurring to that person, not just in this life, but in all previous lifetimes, and that information is accessible. Some people equate it to a library, but it's not really like a library, you know. That's a metaphor. Some people nowadays equate it to the Internet, which I think is actually an even better metaphor for us to understand, because we can, you know, download all this information that exists. Well, where does it exist? You know, it's out there in these non-physical realms, but we can call it in. So what I do, I started channeling, not the Akashic Records, but, you know, 30 years ago or so, I discovered that I had a gift for tuning into non-physical intelligence and receiving guidance and information, and mostly just a tremendous amount of wisdom and inspiration from my own higher self and my own connections. But a few, and I had known of the Akashic Records mostly Edgar Cayce, who's called the Sleeping Prophet in the early 20th century, was famous for that. And I thought it was something very, very hard to access. But a few years ago came to my attention that really the veils have lifted so much that the Akashic Records are much easier to access now, and that there are people, many, many people now doing that, teaching it, teaching different methods. And I was taught a way of doing it just using a simple prayer. And since then, I've developed my own prayers. And I would say that really, there are guides. Every person's records is attended to by certain inner realm guides. The realm of the Akasha is where all the guides hang out. So it's a very, it's a no boundary kind of territory. But I simply ask for that. I use a prayer. I put in the person's information, their name and where they live, and, you know, just to identify who it is that I'm asking for. I ask for their guides, and then I get a kind of inner signal when I know the records are open. I ask questions. The key to all intuitive reception of information is asking questions, asking the right kind of question.
Absolutely. The question is as important as the answer.
That's absolutely right. You don't want to ask a yes-no question. You want to ask a question that will reveal more, that will take you deeper, that will shine a light. And most important is that the questions I ask and the questions that the person asks, you know, through me, are relevant for your life right now. It's not about idle curiosity or just finding out something about a past life. I'm not really that interested in that, because my readings are completely geared to helping people access their purpose and clearing their blocks. So I ask questions about what is this person's highest potential if it were fully expressed, and what's standing in the way of that? What do they need to clear, and what do they need to know right now that will really help them? And then the person will ask more detailed questions. And so
I love that you're actually, taking this to this level where let's move forward.
It's all about that.
Yeah, let's go for it.
I can definitely also get information about relationships if that's important for the person, but because my choice of career is to help people liberate their gifts and free themselves from the blocks that have been holding them back for so many years, and then create a vision and a strategy to implement that vision in the world, and if this is their choice, how to even create that vision as a business that will also not only deliver their gifts to the world, but provide them with a livelihood, that's my chosen path. So the questions I ask all pertain to those questions. In fact, something that I can also do is tune into the records of your business itself. So if you have a business, everything has records, not just individuals, human beings. Events have records, places have records, and your business has a record. It has like an identity. It has information about it. It has a higher purpose. Your business, even if it's just beginning of an idea, a potential in your mind, or whether you already have been actively engaged in it, it has a higher purpose. It has a direction. It can inform you of how it wants you to go forward to serve its purpose and your purpose to do the greatest good in the world. So we can work with the records that way as well.
Wow, that's so awesome. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest, Tamar Levine. And when we return, she's going to share with us some more of the many ways that we can spiritually and creatively connect, our gifts. And, you know, we are in challenging times, we're letting go of the old world the way it was. And every challenge is a possibility for to make more shift happen.
I want to go to bed with arms around me.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have the founder of Soul Guidance for Your Business, Tamar Levine, here with me today, and she's here to support you to find, your calling and to clear blocks that may be holding you back, and to strengthen a business that would allow you to have your career connected to your purpose. And just in the last segment, you were, saying how businesses have their own set of records, and I said to you, sometimes you wonder who's driving the bus. And, you had a beautiful analogy. Would you like to share that with us before
yeah,
we continue?
Right. So I said that the more we are dedicated to being of service, the less we are, quote, solely driving the bus. However, we still have to keep our hands on the steering wheel. We can't lean back and expect, you know, the higher power to do the driving for us. The higher power is what navigates. So it's sort of like you're steering, but in the seat next to you, God is telling you, okay, now turn left, now turn right. You know, so it's a partnership. And that phrase, God is my co-pilot, is really the truth if you're doing that. You know, if you're engaged, if you're dedicated to that process, it's a partnership. It's co-creative. It's not one or the other.
I just love that. That's such a beautiful way of describing, you know, for people, because if you've got God directing you, or what some people would like to call it, you know, source energy, God, whatever you as
right.
a listener identify with that, that is your divine infinite potential. And with that guidance, you know, that comes from inside of us, our intuition will guide us in that way to find those, you know, those, the clear languaging that this, that our, I call it the higher self network, you know, HSN instead of MSN, where we're constantly chatting, you know, with that divine energy. And so, I just would like for you to tell us, like, you know, what is a great way for us to move forward?
Well, you know, what you're pointing to, of course, I'm imagining people saying, well, you know, it's all very well for you, Colette and Tomar. Apparently you have really clear access to your guidance all the time, you know, but I don't. And, you know, truthfully, I don't either have access to it all the time. No one does. And it's very challenging to trust and to even learn how to discern what it is that you're listening for. So part of that process, I mean, definitely has to do with any practices that we do to quiet our mind. So any kind of meditation is very, very beneficial for creating that open space in which it's possible to hear something else. Like, it wasn't called the still small voice for no reason. It's really, you know, gets drowned out by the voices that are in our heads all the time from our ego, from our different aspects of ourself that are trying to figure everything out, who are worried or who are trying to be in control, and the voices that come in from the outer world. So we do have to cultivate that inner quiet. Another really great way I totally recommend, and many people find this the easiest way to access that inner guidance, which you can think of as just your own wise self, is to journal, write, do it in writing, and literally ask a question. You know, approach it with the assumption, or at least the suspension of disbelief, that it may be possible to actually access inner wisdom or higher guidance through your own consciousness if you just let the process take over, take unfold, and happen.
Absolutely. Like with the work I've been doing, it's, you know, I've taught many people how very in a split second, in an instant, you can access that energy, you know, through your midline, through your spine, by just feeling whether, not thinking, but feeling whether you're in alignment, whether your energy is in alignment, whether you are energetically weak or energetically strong to what's happening. And, you know, your mind, if you're thinking, and you ask a logical mm-hmm. question and you're expecting a logical answer, you'll just get another logical question. So you need to go to that inside place, find, you know, be in alignment with your energy, and then get the answer. And then, as you said, you got to drive the bus. And so moving forward with, you know, consistent steps of action towards your goals.
Yeah, so you bring up a really important aspect, which is really paying attention to the body and to our energy. And that also requires a certain stillness and attentiveness. We have to kind of learn what it is we need to pay attention to. There are definitely ways that our energy and body will signal to us whether we're on track or not. Some people say the truth feels light and a lie or a misdirection feels heavy. You know, if you're feeling a yes, there's a kind of expansive, radiant, uplifted feeling. If you're feeling contracted or, you know, pulled down or fearful, probably that's not the right way to go. So that's a way to, one of many ways that we can test where we are when we contemplate, you know, should I go this way or that way? Am I on the right track or not? And the other thing, you know, that I was alluding to was that you can actually open a journal and write a question and say, you know, inner wisdom, higher wisdom, whatever you want to call it, source, energy, I'm really struggling with this right now. I need some guidance. I need some clarity. I need a higher perspective. You know, can you show me what it is I need to know or see right now? And then just start writing whatever comes into your mind. And, you know, the artist's way teaches writing 3 pages every morning of morning pages with the idea that if you write enough to clear the stuff that's in your upper consciousness, your anxieties, your thoughts, your fears, your plans, your hopes, and all that, eventually you'll get that out of the way, and then you become more of a channel for wisdom to start coming through you if you just keep writing. So the idea is not to judge it, not to say, oh, no, this can't be right. No, 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 that was just me. Oh, no, I don't, you know, this, I can't do this. Actually, just do it in the attitude of play, experimentation, suspension of disbelief, not expecting anything in particular to happen, and just write and write and write.
For a lot of people, it's journaling in that way is also really awesome because, I've kept my journals over the last decade, and I go back and I look at what I wrote down and an issue that came up for me, and then, looking back at it, how it resolved. And it's fun to look back. If you start to journal and do that in that way and access, you know, your inner guidance, what happens is it's fun to look back at, you know, all the successes that you've had.
And isn't that wonderful? Because then you start gaining confidence. And I would say for myself as well, I always start with self-doubt. And then I move into confidence. First of all, when I get feedback from people that what I've said is right on, and then that confirmation helps me recognize, you know, when I'm in this state, I am really connecting to something real. But the other thing is that when I find that when I'm doing that, whether I'm journaling privately or doing a reading for another person, what happens, and I know you know this too, Colette, is that actually our consciousness expands. So our crown chakra will open without even trying or noticing. It just starts to happen. And when you move into that place of more expanded consciousness, there is a kind of knowing, a kind of confidence, a kind of certainty, and a feeling of inner support that is just unquestionable. It's just there. And it's totally different from how I might have started the process feeling perhaps worried or, you know, uncertain or doubting. It's that transformation of consciousness itself that brings me to the place of knowing and certainty and feeling connected and supported and then believing what is coming through is coming from that higher place.
Yeah, that's a beautiful a way of expressing that. And, you know, I just wanted for a lot of people who are listening right now, what we're going to do is I'm just going to get you to share your information with us one more time just to make sure everybody has it.
Yes. So my website is www.soulguidanceforyourbusiness.com, S-O-U-L, guidanceforyourbusiness.com. You can email me at Tomar, that's T-O-M-A-R, at soulguidanceforyourbusiness.com. And you can download my 2 worksheets on clues to finding your calling and connecting to your inner self at tinyurl.com/findcalling, FINDCALLING.
Thank you so much, Tamar. When we return on The Truth is Funny, we are going to connect for the shift of the week. And what I would really like to do is, energetically tune in and you know, just clear any weaknesses for the people that are listening in, energetically supporting everybody to move forward and to access, because everybody has this ability to access that inner guidance. And so I would really like to do that for the shift of the week when we return, and we'll be right back. In the meantime, remember, shift happens.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, and we are now going to have the connect on the Higher Self Network, as I call it, with Tomar and all of our listeners, and for the shift of the week. And this energy, I was just explaining to Tomar, for me, when I'm tuning into my radio audience, I can feel the people that are going to be listening at that moment and later. It's like this information comes pouring into me, like usually, you know, a good day before and sometimes for a good part of the day after. And, it's about tuning into that energy because we're all connected in that unified field. So we're able to access that. And when we were talking earlier, what came up for me is for a lot of people, when Tomar said that, well, yeah, but you guys have a lot of experience, and you feel like you're connected. We are all connected. Every second of every minute of every day. And every single one of us has the ability to connect to that higher source energy, to that divine God energy, that infinite potential. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, if you think about your body and your mind and your spirit as a triad, that triad, that all those external dynamics, all those cultural beliefs, collective influence, that, you know, that it would be impossible for people to do this, the fear around the psychic energy, fears around being ridiculed when we step out of the box and in our thinking, we just strengthen everybody to that information. And I totally have experienced many, many people, you know, I've taught many seminars where showing people how they can access this. And I have seen people, like, within a few hours already, like, everybody's excited because they're like, I can feel it. And this is about feeling. This is not about using your mind and thinking. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that we would be these empty vessels that with no judgment and no criticism, so that we would just allow the information to pour through. It's if you consider it like a computer, it would be like the hard drive of that computer would be, you can access that information. It's documented on your spine, every single thing that's ever happened. And you can actually pull that information up just like you would on a computer, delete what's not working for you, and then strengthen your infinite potential. And, you know, Tamar, what would you like to say about that, like about accessing this inner guidance for all of our listeners?
Well, I agree with you. I think normalizing it is the best thing. You know, the idea that it's not something unusual and special, but that it's actually normal every day. Everyone already does experience it. We experience it in our dreams. We experience it in so many ways, in our connections with those we love and our intuition that comes to us in different ways. But also, I just want to emphasize something else, that the time we're living in is changing. It's a radically different world we're in than we were in even 1 year ago or 2 years ago. The veils, as they say, are thinner. Access to these higher realms is much, much easier. You just know that. And that there's also tremendous acceleration, intensification of energies on the planet now. So many people are not just awakening in their desire and longing to help the world, but in their access to this higher energy and guidance that you're talking about. I see it everywhere. So just know that it's really easy now, much easier than it ever, ever was in the whole history of humanity, as far, except maybe if you go all the way, way, way back to prehistory.
Yeah, I love that, prehistory, because a lot of the information that we've had in the past has been information that is you know, misrepresented or misinterpreted in many ways. You know, Galileo was, you know, just excused in 1992 for thinking the world was round.
And, a delayed apology, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, when you, Einstein was so brilliant because he applied his intuition to the answers and
That's
to the
right.
questions. And so he thought outside of the box. So we want to strengthen that for everybody. Each and every one of us has our own beautiful, unique ability. And we have a different set of skills. We all have the ability to tune in with each other. We're doing it whether we realize it or not. So we can strengthen those skills so that we have a more clear, interpretation of it. And one of the things that, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, at this time, the human consciousness is rising so much. We have, the ability to tap into this potential with so much more ease and effortlessness than we used to. And the thing is that it would still be very difficult for any single one of us to be operating at 100% potential 100% of the time. Having said that, we can have those moments of absolute brilliance, you know, and take action on those. And then these beautiful, amazing miracles, you know, occur with more consistency. And, you know, as each and every one of us allows ourselves to be in that place, to be, our step into that potential, we're basically giving permission to everyone around us to also step into that potential. And so it's a beautiful gift that you're giving yourself and others. What is your experience with that?
Yes, and there are two things there that I wanted to reflect on. One is, yes, what you just said, it's like this communication network. We're so completely interconnected, so much more than we consciously realize most of the time because of the nature of three-dimensional reality. We have the illusion of being separate, but nothing could be further from the truth, particularly in the level of consciousness. So when you brighten your light in whatever way it is and just choose to let it shine, you're affecting certainly the people who are directly in contact with you physically, but even everyone in the world is being affected by your consciousness. People in the past, in your family lineage who are no longer alive, are being affected. Mm. Everyone on the planet who may be struggling with the same thing you have struggled with as you free yourself, all of those people are being affected. It's simply true on that level, which is the highest level. It might seem very subtle, but it's also actually the most powerful level of reality. It's because it's the causative level. It's actually what underlies the effects that we see in reality. It starts with consciousness. So that was one thing. And the other, I really wanted to stress this before, because it's the importance of taking action on what Yay. We see in our intuitive connection to our higher guidance. Because it's when we take action that then the guidance gets even stronger and says, yes, good, great, now we're working together as a team. I'm going to give you even more.
You know? Yeah, the universe loves to see action. Mm-hmm. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so if you're sitting on your butt and doing a lot of meditation and you have all this wonderful information and you don't step out and take action and use it in a way that would benefit you and benefit others, the reaction from the universe isn't going to be the same as if you do.
Yeah.
And so
many people
propel you forward.
Many people hesitate because they're waiting for a guarantee or permission or to be invited. But in fact, we have to take the risk and really trust. And when we take inspired action, the results are usually so powerful and of such benefit to everyone. So we just have to get over that fear and take that first step.
Thank you so much, Tamar. I can't believe we're running out of time here, and even though there is no time.
There is in the 3D world.
Thank you so much for coming on The Truth is Funny. If people want to connect with me, you can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can also go to crystallinevision.com. I am right now in the process of settling into my new home and writing my book that Dr. Ewan has been encouraging me to write for 3 years. So I've decided I'm going to sit still and do that. So if you're looking for a private session with me, my schedule is way more flexible and open until the new year, when I'll be moving forward with more seminars, etc. So I just want to thank all of you wonderful listeners for tuning in. And if you do want a private session with me, just go to Crystalline Vision and all the information is on there. www.crystallinevision.com. Until next Wednesday, you know, everybody, tune into your infinite potential and take steps of action. Thank you so much, Tamar. See you next week. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.